Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. Congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Now, I mentioned State Delegate Todd Gilbert, the leader of the Republicans in the House of Delegates, is joining us. And it's an interesting situation. The House of Delegates has been in this special session all about the budget for, I don't know, seems like forever. Also, I don't think they've talked about the budget yet. Todd, welcome. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? We were called into session to fill a $2 billion hole in the budget, and all we've done is make life harder for police and easier for criminals. And I say we, I mean our Democratic colleagues. That's about all they've done.
So, all kidding aside, have you guys discussed, you really haven't discussed the budget, have you, at all?
No, not really. We don't have much of a roadmap on when that's going to start or what it's going to look like. I think some of our colleagues certainly want to give us some guidance, but we're not seeing any. And frankly, the Democrats in the House and Democrats in the Senate aren't really getting along with each other. And so that contributes to the lack of clarity. And at the end of the day, we're trying to fix our budget problems. We should be focusing on trying to get kids back in school. Yeah. Republicans have an initiative to put like $100 million aside for parents to have alternatives if they want to hire tutors, if they want to hire, you know, buy supplies, do some homeschooling, whatever they want to do to try to make up for this real, bad situation we're in where the kids are not getting the schooling they need. Those are the types of things we need to be fixing in the budget. But our colleagues have shown little interest in our idea or in telling us where they're headed.
Yeah, you know, it'd be one thing, Todd, if the Democrats said, hey, listen, you Republicans, we beat you. We don't want to hear any of your cockamamie ideas about balancing the budget and all that nasty stuff. But as you point out, they haven't actually come out and said, oh, well, here's what our ideas are on any of this.
Yeah, I mean, you hear different ideas from different factions within the party over there, but and some of them a degree crazier than the next. Yeah. But no, really, the only thing we focused on, and I was not exaggerating. Yeah. The bulk of our session has been focused on, in their mind, why police and policing are bad and need to be fixed, and why criminals are victims of some sort of systemic problems and they need relief. And it's just the whole world is upside down as far as their view of it. And, you know, ultimately, if many of those things ultimately become law, it will put a lot of Virginians in danger. And we have the lowest criminal recidivism and the fourth lowest violent crime rate for a reason in Virginia. And that's because we've handled this policy correctly since George Allen abolished parole. And, you know, they want to walk all that back. And again, I know we were going to talk about the budget, but this is what they've this is what they focused on, police being bad and criminals needing relief, and that's where we are.
Well, can you remind everybody about your early experience? You were a Commonwealth's attorney, if memory serves, right?
Yeah, I did that for 14 years, and I do criminal defense now, but only because I've never really had time to learn any other area of law since I've been in the General Assembly. So I've seen both sides of it, and I feel like I understand this area pretty well, but go ahead.
Well, I just want to revisit this idea that inside the Commonwealth's Attorney Office, as you are looking at charges, look, I wasn't in your office, but I was a police officer. I know what it's like. You lock somebody up, and here's what you've locked them up for. Somebody in the CA's office looks at this and says, yeah, that's a good charge. That one, not so much. Never once in my experience, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I've never seen a prosecutor say, oh, is this a black guy or a white guy that you locked up for this?
Never. And the idea, you know, every society has its problems.
Yes.
But the notion that you take one incident somewhere or two or even three or whatever, and you change entire areas of law because of it is a little scary. I mean, this thing that happened initially in Minnesota with George Floyd gets turned into police need to be defunded. I mean, they have that pending before the General Assembly right now. A delegate has put in to cut the state police budget by 25% and cut $50 million to local police departments because all of a sudden, because there was a bad actor in a place far from here,
right,
we need to, you know, say police and policing are bad. And to your point, Jeff, I mean, prosecutors are ministers of justice. Police, you know, protect communities of color each and every day. And those are the folks that least want to see the police defunded, right? The folks that have the most problems want the police there protecting them. We Republicans want to help fix the problems if there are any. We want to get rid of the bad actors where they are. But anybody with a half a brain doesn't want to get rid of the police. And that just seems to be the driving much of the political left right now.
Yeah. State Delegate Todd Gilbert is joining us. He leads the Republicans in our House of Delegates. One of the things that there was a lot of discussion about, and I'm not exactly sure where it is at this point, so hopefully you can clear it up for us, the issue of removing qualified immunity for law enforcement officers. Where are we on that?
That appears to be dead. And, a number of the things that we in the House have complained about, we Republicans, where we've said, you're going too far. You have this obvious problem you're not fixing. You know, banning chokeholds. You know, maybe there's a reason to do that, but not when you're fighting for your life on the side of the road,
right,
and they wouldn't fix that problem. Banning no-knock warrants. Yeah, we want to limit that, certainly, but not when lives are going to be endangered. They wouldn't fix that problem. They were going to decertify police officers, you know, for violating uniform policy. They were going to lose their livelihood if their boss, their sheriff, decided one day, you know, you're violating my policy on facial hair or uniforms, and get decertified. And then you add into this the qualified immunity, where it was going to be so much easier to sue a law enforcement officer, that you're just, all these things combined, we're just going to drive people out of the profession.
Right.
Luckily, the Senate Democrats, of all people, some of them have agreed with us that These are problems that needed fixing. They've killed that bill on qualified immunity for the year. I think that's done, but they're not done with the idea. I guarantee you that.
Wow. You know, I look at that, Todd, and we in Virginia, for all of the pride we take, most of us in our law enforcement officers at all levels, we don't pay as well as some other areas do. And so I look here in Central Virginia and I think, okay, somebody coming on to one of our county forces around here probably making around $40,000 a year. Now you want to take away this qualified immunity. If I understood it correctly, the individual officer or deputy or trooper would go out and get their own policy if they could find it that could run them $25,000 a year.
Sure.
You know, unless there's a trust fund behind that uniform, they're out.
Right. As if there is an insurance product that insurance companies are going to sell.
Yeah.
You know, as if that unicorn exists. I'm sure it does not. But you know, you put all these things together. You know, they had another bill to limit, you can't use tear gas unless you announce it, and you have to announce it in a certain way. And they just want to, their good intentions, or so they think, cumulatively are going to get people hurt, people killed. We saw that trooper attacked on the side of the road, and luckily two citizens came to his defense the other day, or he may have been killed. This is the atmosphere they have fostered with this attack on police and policing. And to your point, who is going to want to do this if that attack continues? Yeah. These people, by and large, are sacrificial public servants, heroes who do good work every day, it's just a horrible job sometimes. The things you take home are often very horrible. And if anything, instead of defunding them, we should be increasing budgets so that they can hire better people, retain people. Morale is at an all-time low in law enforcement. I'm here to tell you, I talk to police officers every day. Yep. And they are already, you know, looking at the calendar. How many more days do I have left? How many more years do I have left? And this is not going to make policing better or citizens safer if this continues. We've got to take it in another direction.
Absolutely. Now, I know we're over time, but I've got to ask you the question anyway. Any indication when the special budgetary session will actually address the budget?
Absolutely not. I have no indication when we're going to do that. People ask me all the time, are you done down there? When are you going to be done? We don't know. They tried to give us, our colleagues, the leadership in the House tries to give us a day or two advance when they notice when they can. But we don't have any roadmap. There's no master plan for how this goes or when it ends, or, you know, ultimately the Democrats in the House and Senate have to get along or this is never going to end. And I'm not sure that's working out very well either. So I'll leave it to the pundits to figure out the problem there. I'm just sort of along for the ride at the moment. And, you know, Jeff, we're trying to do our best to infuse some sanity into this and try to make some good public policy alternatives. But they have their own agenda and they're seeing it through right now. And I warned Virginians about this type of thing last year. And so I hate that it's coming true.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Look forward to chatting with you again. That is State Delegate Todd Gilbert. He is the leader of the Republican minority in the State House of Delegates. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.